Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
If you're Irish, come into the pub.
Yes, this morning on the show we decided to celebrate something that's uniquely Irish, like a breakfast roll or a few pints at a good ale wake. Today we're talking about the ointment that is pseudo cream or pseudo creme. I'm unsure, Cormac Battle.
You're blowing me gig here. You're blowing it. That was a big reveal later on.
Oh no. Well, I think that's a fairly obvious one because is it pseudo cream or is it pseudo creme?
That's a kind of a cliffhanger, Jen. So I'm going to get to that in a few minutes' time. Yeah.
Okay, you're going to leave it. What do you think it is? 5155. Pseudo creme. What do you say? We all know what it is. It's right. a never-ending pot of white stuff. Yeah. I mean, you could have it for years in the press.
You can, yeah.
Look, does it last for years?
I'll tell you, before I get into the official kind of action, I brought in an exhibit, look. This is a little pot of it myself that I found.
Amateur. Look at the size. That's a tiny pot.
That's a travel pot, Jen.
You have a travel pot of pseudocreme.
Well, it's a small one. You're saying it right. Yeah, but look, there you go. And the thing about it is, which is great, is that the date for this, it expires in 2020. So this is 2 years out of date.
Doesn't matter.
But sure, look, there's hardly anything gone of it.
It's still nearly to the top. It's never ending, isn't it, Cormac?
It actually never ends. And there's little, you know, the little hairs that always accumulate on the top as well.
Yeah.
They're there as well.
I don't want to know what part of the body those hairs came from.
Do you want a whiff of it?
Give us a whiff.
Oh, God,
if you just tuned in, we're taking a bang off.
I'll take a bang of that.
Well, yeah, that is good. So that makes me feel. That makes me feel good.
Oh, yeah. If you just tuned in, Pink Floyd.
We're smoking fags. I'll put on the lava lamp and smoke a fag in a sec. We're sniffing pseudocreme because it takes me back to my childhood. This was rolled out for anything sore. A sore arse, a sore knee, a cut, anything. This was rolled out, wasn't it?
You see, in the official documentation about pseudocreme, it's an over-the-counter medicated cream aimed primarily at the treatment of nappy rash. As well, it can be used to treat eczema or eczema. Do you say eczema or eczema?
I say eczema.
Yeah, me too. Bed sores, minor burns, surface wounds, sunburn, and chilblains. That's the official line on what it's for. But you know,
spots.
That's the thing about it with spots as well. Like it was okay to go out with this lump of white cream on your face. You know, it's the only exception to the rule because you can walk down the street with a big lump of pseudocreme on your chin. And that's fine. And nobody makes any... Nobody goes, what's the story with your one with the thing in her face? You just go, pseudocreme.
Cormac Battle, you've done your research on this. This is what you've been doing for the last 3 weeks.
Yes, this is my 3 weeks' work.
When was it invented?
It's funny you should ask that, Jen, because I didn't know any of this, right, to be honest. But pseudocreme was invented. pseudocreme, for the moment. It was invented in 1931 by a Dublin man. I didn't know this. A pharmacist called Thomas Smith from Cabra.
Cabra.
A Dublin-based pharmacy in Cabra, on the north side of Dublin. And it was originally called, after Mr. Smith himself, Smith's Cream, later called Soothing Cream.
But the name
changed in the 1950s. And do you know why the name changed in the 50s? And this is extraordinary. The name changed in the 50s because when it was said with a Dublin accent... the pronunciation of it changed. So as an experiment, what I want you to do for me, because you're a real Dublin person, is say soothing cream fast a few times in a Dublin accent.
Soothing cream.
So they changed it in the 50s from soothing cream into soothing cream. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a clip of the correct pronunciation of it here. Let's
have an hour listen to this now, Cormac Battle.
There are many reasons why pseudocreme is the nation's favourite nappy rash cream. Pseudocreme helps soothe, heal, and protect your baby's delicate skin. Pseudocreme, mum's number one choice.
I don't think our Cabra lad would be happy with the creme parts. Too posh.
Not really, no. I don't think so. But there was interesting you should say, because there was a poll done about this asking people Now that they know how it is pronounced, the pseudocreme, would they change the way they say it? 91% of people in this poll said no. They're sticking with pseudocreme.
Yeah.
And they don't care what people say. They're sticking with pseudocreme. And I love this. This is a brilliant quote that was written in the Independent 10 years ago, actually, about pseudocreme. I think it really gets it bang on. It says pseudocreme is the spuds and bacon of skincare creams.
Oh my God, it absolutely
is. It is the Guinness of gentle nappy rash. And the Tato of all topical ointments. It should be in a paddy box, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. But no, then people might eat it.
No, well.
Because you'd eat everything in a paddy box. No, they do mugs as well.
You've got the pot there. Take a scoop.
I'm going to send the lads to welcome them to 2FM, the two Johnnies. I'm going to send them a Dublin box.
A Dublin box?
Not my, a Dublin box with stuff in it.
What would be in your Dublin box, Jane?
What would be? Raise on songs and story. I was thinking about it last night. So I was thinking of sending them down two Dublin jerseys.
All right, standard.
I'm going to send them down 40 John Player Blues.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, good, yeah.
I'm going to send them some pseudocreme now for their arses. Yeah. Whatever, because they'll be sitting down for a long time now doing a radio show. And I don't know what else I should send them. I can't send. I was going to send them a bag of chips.
Northside Shopping Centre vouchers?
Yeah. That'd be too expensive. I don't have the budget for that. I'm paying for it myself. So
A coddle, you know. Do people in Dublin really eat coddle?
Yeah, and he's saying coddle.
Is that a myth?
It's
a myth?
Hard.
Do people really
eat? Oh, I eat
really?
Coddle for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Are you just saying that just
no,
to kind of appease the crowd in Dublin? Listen to you now.
Sausage.
Really?
Ah, yeah.
You do not?
I do.
A sausage in hot water.
Graham doesn't eat coddle. He's too posh.
But sure, look, Jen, does anyone really? I just don't believe the
Doves
cold coddle
love
thing.
A bit of coddle.
Batch.
And all in anyways.
Batch.
Get up out of that.
Nobody eats batch outside of Dublin.
A package of crisps.
Package of crisps. We eat crisps, but we don't say it like that. We eat package of crisps. We don't know. I don't think batch
should
is eaten outside Dublin.
Should pseudocreme go in the box to the lads?
Oh, absolutely. See, the good thing about pseudocreme I've found in the past as well, if you happen to be in a situation where you are drinking pints for a few days in a row, pseudocreme is very handy.
Handy.
It's handy on the old exit department.
Yeah, see, it's the sensitive parts of the body. It works down there as well.
The sense, does it? Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't like all around there. Like,
does it?
Well, you put it on babies' holes, on babies' arses. You know what I mean?
So what are you saying? Can you
for
like
nappy rash? Say, you do. It's just
it relieve,
a wonder
kind of like
cream,
rash?
Cormac.
Does it relieve stubble rash?
Stubble rash.
Not
any
your,
kind of a rash.
Any
because it's good for eczema, remember, and all that kind of stuff, and the itch. Have you? You know, it's used for everything. I have pseudocreme on all my spots at the moment. Says Alice. Yeah. Cheryl.
Cheryl Cole.
Yeah.
Is she Cheryl or Cheryl Cole? I think it's Cheryl now.
Use it as a face mask.
Well, look, I was just about to get to that, the celeb situation with pseudocreme. I'm kind of changing. Pseudocreme used by Cheryl Cole. Cheryl actually used it for a spot cream and a face mask. You apply a thin layer over your face and wear it overnight.
Greasy. Wow.
And wear it. Have you ever done that with pseudocreme?
No.
You know, having known it, it says fairly hard to get off, is it? Would you get it off with water?
No, because it's so oily.
How do you get it off then? How would you get it off your face if you're putting it on as a face mask? Anyone let me know on that. Rita Ora is a big fan. Amanda Holden as well. They love a bit of pseudocreme.
And this is from a lad in Cabra. This is amazing. Somebody just texted me, Cormac, saying my girlfriend joined a Facebook group for helping babies with eczema. And when all the Americans saw she was Irish, kept messaging her as if she, you know, if she would send pseudocreme to them because they heard it cured everything.
It's a modern day TCP. It's funny you should say that about America because there was a bit of controversy on an American beauty website when it was called Into the Glass website and they said, quote, this UK diaper rash cream is also pretty good on rosacea, blah, blah, blah. UK?
Cheek.
The stuff's from Cabra, that's.
From Cabra.
And there was a typical response, one of which was, it's actually an Irish product, still made in Dublin, Ireland. It's up there with Guinness. And that's what this respondent said. To, people were absolutely outraged. They were cancelled.
Is
the whole
it still
thing.
Made of Baldoyle? Up Baldoyle and all that?
Yes, it is. It is. It's made up your neck of the woods. Do you know the...
Baldoyle,
you know,
Industrial Estate.
Yeah. You know, you probably know the factory. But there is a... unless the situation has changed, and let's hopefully there is time to change it, I think it employs about 110 people.
Wow.
And making pseudocreme there, but they're moving the production to Bulgaria, I believe.
Oh no.
in 2023, maybe that can be turned around. But I think there's work to do that.
So you think it's still there? Is anybody from Baldoyle listening? Is it still there in Baldoyle Industrial Estate?
I think it's
going to
be there.
51552. You think it's going to be there till
Bulgaria? I think it's
going to
be there till 2023. But that's the thing. It's just... Give us another sniff before we...
Okay.
Oh, I've got on the original. I've got an original ad there.
We'll have a sniff
from,
there.
Pass that off, will you?
Okay.
You go down to the old garage, will you? And get... Yeah.
You go down to the garage to get mixers and I'll put on another tune.
Yeah, I will.
Pseudocrem, a gentle, soothing, antiseptic cream, helps prevent nappy rash. Pseudocrem helps ease skin problems. Pseudocrem, a great friend of the family.
It is a great friend of the family. You have Pseudocrem on your nose there, Cormac, from sticking your nose in the pot. No, you actually do.
That's good, though. But there you go. That's the whole Pseudocrem situation all
iconic.
Done.
Iconic.
Do you still use it? Or do you use it at all?
Do
you put it on your bit, in your face and stuff?
My face? I use it for the kids if they hurt themselves or there's cuts or any weird skin rashes.
You don't use it as part of a beauty regime or anything, no?
Not part of a beauty regime, but I don't think there's a house in Ireland that doesn't have a pot of it.
It's hard to get off things. I've found.
Get it off your
couch.
Nose there.
I'll get
oh
it off
my God, there's always been. Have you had an incident with a child and a pot of Pseudocrem? Let us know. 51552. What did they do? So, invented in Cabra. Does it feature in your life? Do you have any unusual uses for this magic stuff? I'd love to hear from you. 51552. Thanks, Cormac.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.